Don't forget Eddie Betts to join us after 8 o'clock from the Blues. Yes, we can say that now. Eddie's back at the Blues. And after our next guest, Mello Trimble from Melbourne United as well, coming off that LA Clippers game. Adam Peacock, though, is getting ready to watch the Socceroos in action as part of their World Cup qualifiers against Chinese Taipei at the National Stadium tonight in Taiwan. He joins us from Fox Sports. Good morning, Peacock.
Morning, Half. Morning, boys. How are we?
We are very well, thank you. Of course, we had the first weekend of the A-League as well, which we can touch on shortly. But the Socceroos back in action after their win over Nepal last week. It was a bit of a clinic. Is it tougher opposition tonight? You'll know this better than me.
No, it's not.
Right.
We should do another number on them. Granted, we're playing away, so it might be a bit harder in that regard. But, they're a little bit low. Nepal, it is actually. I learn something new every day. And last Thursday, I learned it's not Nepal, it's Nepal.
Is that right?
Nepal.
Yeah.
Like Nepal dog food.
Nepal. When you look at Nepalese, so I guess that kind of makes sense. So it's not Nepalese.
Right. No, it's you make a very good point.
There you go.
So how do we say Taiwan? Is it Taiwan?
That I've got to investigate further today, but I'm pretty sure. No, I think it's Chinese Taipei. So I think we've got that bang on. And also we should be too good for them in a football sense as well. That's the main thing. So, it's just another opportunity for Graham Arnold to learn a bit more about his players and whoever's playing striker to fill his boots.
Well, that's why you're an elite broadcaster, Adam, is because you just cover all those sorts of things and getting the pronunciation right. I can't even say it myself.
I'm telling you, can't pronounce pronounce. I'm telling you, it is a, like, working in football is a lesson in geopolitics as much as it is about sport. It's, a little bit fascinating sometimes. So, there's all kinds of things have gone down in Chinese Taipei, which we won't get into on a Tuesday morning right here on particular broadcast service. But, it's interesting.
So is there any thoughts tonight then, or any whispers of resting any players? Because they've got a fully fit squad, don't they?
Jamie McLaren's on the bench. That's what we're reading, isn't it, Adam?
Yeah, I think Adam Taggart's going to start, which is fair enough. I mean, Taggart's probably ahead of McLaren in terms of pecking order because he's been scoring for fun over in Korea. McLaren's been scoring for fun, but he's been doing it against NPL sides here in Australia, like second division clubs. So, on the whole, he has...
And Nepal.
And Nepal as well. That's against Nepal. But Taggart does deserve his chance by virtue of the fact that he's the leading scorer in the K-League, which is... a hell of an achievement for a striker. So, he's one of a number of changes I'm hearing tonight. Aaron Moy's still going to start, but I dare say that he's not destined to play much more than at least an hour, I'd say.
So the K-League, talk me more about that. How, in terms of competition strength and depth compared to the A-League, where does it rank?
Yeah, it's better. It's better across the board, I'd say. Not by much, but certainly at the top level as well. It's they've just got the better budgets, even though probably budget-wise, in order, it would go China, Japan, and then Korea out of the big four, big three East Asian nations. But it's still a damn hard place to go and score goals because defensively the Koreans are so good and so organised. So, he's done so well over there. I think he's 16 or 17 goals for Suwon. So, it's been an outstanding move for him, and it's furthered him as a footballer and probably put him in the frame to be the leading striker for the Socceroos through this World Cup qualification process.
So how does Arnie keep everyone on edge at the moment? It's an unbelievably long campaign, a World Cup qualification campaign. How does he keep them on edge, or does he not bother at this stage?
No, it's just a simple process of each camp is anew and just ticking over that way and making sure that his big thing, he's told me, is that he wants players to be playing to make his job easier. He doesn't want to have the situation where he's only got about 8 players that are playing regularly and then he has to make up the numbers by virtue of a couple of training sessions. That's really hard. So he wants guys to hit the ground running when they come into camp and not have to worry about their game smarts and how tuned they are in terms of playing regularly. So that most of them are at the moment, which is good news for Graham Arnold, but it can ebb and flow that because it's a difficult thing for a player to definitely hold down his place, especially considering he's flying all around the world to play for his national team. It doesn't go down too well with the club sometimes.
At what point do you start to get a feel for Graham Arnold's style and whether it's going to suit the Socceroos and all that sort of thing? It's kind of hard when we're going through these early World Cup qualifying matches, but are you getting a sense of it yet?
Yeah, it's a similar style to what took Sydney, gave Sydney such great success in the A-League. So it's utilising the fullbacks a lot. So Ryan Grant, and the other night it was Aziz Bage. Tonight I'm hearing it's going to be Brad Smith, who's playing over in America at the moment. But just use the width that way, and then use the smarts of like a number 10 like Aaron Moy, and some strikers who can play in and around and finish off chances like McLaren did the other night. So that's a loose template. Now, the acid test isn't really going to come in this phase. Okay, Jordan away in November is going to be difficult because we've always had issues with Jordan away. But apart from that, we should skate through this process, this part of qualifying. The next part of qualifying, when teams like we could cop a Korea or an Iran or a Japan in our group, that's when it's really going to have its test.
So the Socceroos in action tonight, 10:40. Check your local guides against Chinese Taipei. The weekend was the kickoff of the Hyundai A-League for another season. We had the Melbourne Derby at Marvel Stadium, which was a nil-all draw, which is a little bit lacklustre. But we had the new team in town, which we were keeping an eye on, in Western United, who had to travel to Wellington Phoenix with a man in charge who knew a fair bit about it, Mark Redan. And I met another man in the green and the black who just wanted an occasion, and he found one, didn't he, Bess?
Yes. Bess Aparicio again. Amazing. I was surprised that he started the game. He's not been back that long. He didn't have the extended preseason that the rest of them did. But, yeah, he was good. They're a team of winners this month, far out. They're experienced. Diamante, he's an absolute gem. He's going to be so good to watch this season. It was just a really smart, savvy performance away from home from Western United, who played Perth Glory this weekend. So they get a real big test against the best team in the competition from last year across the course of the 27 rounds from last year, Perth Glory. So, it's a really positive start for Western United, and they have to get off to a positive start to attract fans and attract people to their games. Otherwise, it's going to be a really hard sell playing away from what is going to be their base moving forward.
Is there a bit of a buzz about them throughout the nation? Obviously, we're focusing on them a little bit, but even their build-up to the A-League was quite subdued, really, in the grand scheme of things. Is there a buzz through the competition?
Yeah, not like Western Sydney Wanderers. Certainly not along those lines. But in retrospect, Wanderers were like this experiment. You're thinking no one was really sure how it was going to go, and like, yeah. The name Wanderers, that's a bit odd, blah, blah, blah. And then it wasn't until they got rolling and then they, like, midpoint of their first season, it was like, wow, this is something quite special. So I guess we've got to give the benefit of the doubt to Western United. The exact same thing could happen. But you're right, there's not this huge buzz about them. But in football circles, in A-League circles, there's a fair bit of intrigue about them just to see how they'll go, just by virtue of the fact of the players that they've brought in, like your Barishas, like your Scott McDonalds and Alessandro Diamantes, who are footballers you want to watch. So, yeah, they'll be... interesting, to say the least, to keep an eye on through the season.
And you mentioned the Wanderers. Their new stadium looked magnificent. This is part of the thing we're seeing in football in Australia, that purpose-built stadiums are being built for the A-League as well as rugby league, of course, which sort of suits the venues as well. But it looked magnificent.
This is the best one going around.
This?
As good as Amy Park is, I'm sorry to say, and you're going to be accused me of bias, having lived my entire life in Sydney, of bias. But, it is amazing, because it's just up. It's like on the pitch and up the stands. So it's just everything gets held within. Parramatta played their rugby league season there, and they were making a heap of noise. So I shudder to think how much noise is going to be made in that joint in a couple of weeks' time when they play the Sydney Derby there. It'll be spectacular, but it is one hell of a football stadium.
Well, looking forward to seeing it. I've driven past it in last season, last year somewhere, but looking forward to being a part of one of those actions throughout the season at some stage. Just on the A-League, are there any concerns, any teams, the Wanderers, the Mariners, are they concerned going forward? Are they okay?
No, we looked at the opening round, and no one really jumped out and said, oh, wow, they're going to be hard to beat this season. Like, sometimes teams start with a 4-0 win, you go, wow, that's putting down a marker. There was none of that, and conversely, there was none of, oh my goodness, they're going to have the longest summer of all time. They got pants, they were lucky, they were this, they were that. No, Mariners were better. Newcastle didn't play. They've got the bye. There's a lot of expectations about them this season, but they could surprise. But there was no club that you looked at and you thought, oh, that manager is under all sorts of heat already.
All right, well, that's good news for the A-League. 1 week in, a big second week as well from a Melbourne perspective. We've got 3 home games for the first time ever, which we touched on yesterday too, which we're very much looking forward to seeing how the market responds to that. Of course, you can catch all the action on Fox Sports, where you can see our man Adam Peacock in action just about every minute of the day. Good on you, mate. Nice to chat.
Cheers, guys. Have a good one.